to sit down. And if you look in the booklets, you'll find today's reading, which is Jonah chapter 1. Jonah 1, verses 1 to 16. Now, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me." But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God. And they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship, and had lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, "What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give a thought to us that we may not perish." And they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. And then they said to him, "Tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your country? And of what people are you?" And he said to them, "Well, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "What is this that you have done?" For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he told them. Then they said to him, "What shall we do to you that the sea may quiet down for us?" For the sea grew more and more tempestuous. And he said to them, "Pick me up and hurl me into the sea. Then the sea will quiet down for you. For I know it's because of me that this great tempest has come upon you." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to get back to dry land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous against them. Therefore, they called out to the Lord, "Ah, Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. And then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows.
Let's pray as we look at that bit of the Bible together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us together this morning. Thank you so much that you love to speak. And we pray that as you speak to us now, please would you open up our hearts so that we would fear you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good morning, everyone. Today we are going to play a quiz. And the quiz is called Who Fears the Lord? Who Fears the Lord? Fearing the Lord means trusting God. It means listening to God, praying to God, serving God. And we're going to find out who does that. For our quiz, we have two teams. And team one is Jonah. Jonah is a prophet. Where's my Jonah? Jonah, come forward. Round of applause for Jonah, please. Jonah, you can just sit there for the moment. Jonah is a prophet. Jonah does lots of speaking about the Lord. Jonah does lots of "thus says the Lord." That's team one. Team two is a bunch of sailors, and that's all of you. Okay, you lot are team two. And because I don't really know what sailors say, just for this morning, you're pirate sailors. Because everyone knows what pirates say. Pirates say. So one, two, three. Let's see if Jonah, you're going to say, "Thus says the Lord."
Thus says the Lord.
A little bit louder, Jonah.
Thus says the Lord.
Brilliant. One more for the pirates. Thank you. And so the big question is, who is going to fear the Lord? Is it the prophet or the pirates? You don't have to say it every time. Otherwise, we'll be here very long. Let's start round one. And round one begins with the Lord. The Lord says to Jonah, verse 1, Jonah, get up and go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. Now, the Lord could have let Nineveh die in their sins. He could have left them in their guilt. That's what they deserve for how they've treated God. But God wants to save them. God wants to save Nineveh, and therefore he tells Jonah, go and preach to them, tell them the trouble they're in, so that they can turn to me, believe in me, and be saved by me. Now, Nineveh, that is a very big city, very far from the sea. If you're going to a very big city, very far from the sea, do you need a boat or a BMW?
BMW.
So Jonah, when Jonah gets up in a second, he needs to go that way to the BMWs. Okay, he does not want to go this way to the boat. Let's see what happens. Jonah gets up. Jonah gets going, and Jonah goes the wrong way. Jonah gets in a boat going to Tarshish, opposite direction from Nineveh. Jonah is now with the pirates. Can I have my pirate sign, please? Very good. Very good. But God, however, God really loves the people of Nineveh. He wants them to hear that he is the Lord so that they can turn to him and believe in him and be saved by him. So God sends a storm on the boat. This is our storm. And because it's a storm, the pirates get wet. Okay, and it's, thank you, that's enough storm. It is such a big storm that the ship looks like it's going to break up. And so the pirates now get very scared. What do scared pirates say? No, 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 turn it around. No, where's the other one? That's what they say. Very scared pirates. And all of the pirates start crying out to their gods, their different gods they believed in, to save them. And if you listen, you can hear some of those pirates crying out to their different gods.
Poseidon, save me!
And then there comes another one.
Incredible Hulk, help!
And I think I hear another one.
Batman!
The pirates are praying, but they're praying to the wrong gods. They're praying to fake gods. And fake gods can't save you from a real storm. Fake gods can't save you from real death. They can't save you from the Lord. Well, that's what the pirates are doing. What is Jonah doing? Wait, if you're very... everyone get really quiet. Let's see if we can hear Jonah. Very quiet. He's sleeping. He's snoring. Thank you for the extra snoring noises there at the front. Very helpful. And so the pirate captain comes up to Jonah and he says, are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Why are you asleep? Get up and pray to your God. And perhaps your God will save us so that we don't die. And it's amazing, isn't it? There are the pirates telling the prophet that he should be praying to the real God so that they can be saved. But if you thought that was amazing, here comes the real shock. Jonah doesn't pray. Jonah doesn't preach. Jonah doesn't say, thus says the Lord. Jonah doesn't say anything about the Lord. And so at the end of round one, who fears the Lord? No, they're praying to the wrong gods. They're asking Batman to save them. And it's not the pirates, and it's not the prophet either. He's not praying to the Lord. Round one, no one wins, no one fears the Lord. Well, let's have round two. The storm is still raging. Oh, yes. For some reason, John was really happy to have that role. All the pirates I've got microphones, don't. All the pirates want to find out what has caused the storm, and so they throw dice to find out whose fault it is, and they find out it's the prophet Jonah. And then they ask Jonah lots of questions. Who are you? Where are you from? What country are you from? What people are you from? And we then want to know, what's the prophet going to say? Well, stand up, Jonah.
I'm a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord who made the dry ground and the sea.
Amazing. Finally, we've got a winner. Round of applause. Wait. John's not impressed.
No.
What? Thank you. Why isn't John impressed? Jonah says he fears the Lord, but it sounds a little bit like liar, liar, pants on fire. Jonah says he fears the Lord, but he's run away from the Lord. He's not praying to the Lord. He's not talking really about the Lord, unless he's asked the 10,000 questions. He's not telling the sailors how to be saved. He's not telling them about the Lord and his great salvation. Well, what Jonah has said makes the pirates very, very scared. So pirates, sound scared again? Brilliant. They now know that the Lord made the sea and the land. He's the one behind the storm, and he's obviously very angry. And so they say, well, what should we do to you, Jonah, so that the storm will quiet down? And Jonah says, pick me up and throw me in the sea. I know this storm has come on you because of me. Well, what happens next? Now, I know where some of you think this is going, but you are kind pirates and you don't want to kill anyone. And so you try really hard to row back to land. And what does that look like? Well, you're Norwegian pirates now, okay? Remember the World Cup? Row! 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 Very good. The problem is that the rowing doesn't help and you're still getting wet. The storm is still going on. And then something amazing happens. Then the pirates call out to the Lord. Not to Batman, not to Hulk, not to Poseidon. They call out to the Lord. They pray to the real God. They say, oh Lord, don't let us perish for this man's life. For you have done, O Lord, as it pleased you. In other words, God, please don't be angry with us anymore. And then the pirates pick Jonah up. Two pirates come forward. They pick Jonah up. And they throw him in the sea. And then the storm stops. The storm is over. The pirates are saved. Listen, friends, listen to how the story ends. Then the men, that's the sailors, the pirates, they feared the Lord very, very much. And finally, we've got a winner for our game show. Who fears the Lord? It's not the prophet who doesn't listen or obey or pray. It's the pirates. Now they fear the Lord very, very much. And as the first scene of Jonah, as the first bit of the book closes, the question that you and I are left with is, are you more like the prophet or like the pirates? Do you really fear the Lord? Or do you just say you do, while you live in a completely different way? That's how scene one closes. We're going to think a little bit more about that in a few minutes, but first we're going to sing again. And before we sing, let me lead us in prayer. Father God, thank you so much that you are the Lord who made heaven and earth. You are the Lord who made the land and the dry sea. Thank you that you are the one true God. Please would you teach us to fear you. In Jesus' name, amen. There we go. We've had the game show. We've seen the result. The pirates fear the Lord and the prophet doesn't yet. And we've heard that question, do you really fear the Lord? Now that's what all of us should do, because the Lord is the one who's made everything, the sea and the dry land, the heavens and the earth. He's made us. That might though leave you with a different question. How can I fear the Lord? Maybe I've just realized that actually I don't, and I now see that I need to. Or maybe you think, well, I do fear the Lord a bit, but I'd love to fear him more. I know we need to grow in that. And the good news of Jonah chapter 1 is that it is really simple to come to fear the Lord, to grow in your fear of the Lord. It's very simple. All that needs to happen to you and to me is what happened to the pirates. But you don't need a boat, you don't need a storm, and you don't even need John with a water pistol. Look again, if you've got that booklet, look again down at verse 14. Look at what they pray. O Lord, let us not perish. And perish means die. They're praying, O Lord, please save us from death. And then they throw Jonah in the sea. The sea stops storming. The storm's over. And they're saved from death. How do they react once the danger has gone? Verse 16. They fear the Lord exceedingly. Which means they fear the Lord very, very much. They're even more scared than before. What teaches the pirates to fear the Lord? Being saved from death. Why doesn't Jonah fear the Lord yet? He's not been saved from death. What will teach you and me to fear the Lord? Being saved from death. Now in the book of Jonah, as it continues, we'll see over the coming weeks that fearing the Lord means trusting him, it means praying to him, it means above all wanting to get on board with the things that God wants to do. And the big thing God wants to do is to save people. He loves to save. He's just saved the pirates. He wants to save the people of Nineveh. The Lord will save anyone who turns to him and believes in him. He loves to save. And therefore, to fear the Lord means speaking about the Lord so people can turn to him and believe in him and be saved by him. And the new bit for me this last week, as I've been studying this chapter, it's been seeing that actually what is going to help me grow in confidence and grow in fearing the Lord is not just knowing that people without Jesus die forever. And that's true. People without Jesus do die forever. But the new bit here in Jonah chapter 1 has been seeing that the key to fearing the Lord is knowing that without Jesus I would die forever. Knowing that Jesus has saved me from dying forever. That is the big message of Jonah chapter 1. It's the big message of Christianity. Fear the Lord because he has saved you from death. That's what teaches us to fear him, knowing what he has done for us. Think of that most famous verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, should not die forever, but should have eternal life. The great news that the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me so that I would not die forever, but would live forever with him. Knowing that, that is what teaches you and me to fear the Lord. To know that I was headed for that storm, to know that I was headed for eternal death, to die forever, and yet now I'm going to live forever, not because of who I am or what I've done, but just because the Lord Jesus saved me by dying for me. That is what teaches us to fear the Lord. And so if you know that you need to learn to fear the Lord, if you know that you need to start doing that, or you know that you need to grow in that, what do you need to do? Ask Jesus to save you from death. Thank Jesus for saving you from death. And keep on thanking him. And you might think, well, Larry, that's really simple. Haven't you got anything deeper? That's it. That's the simple life of being a Christian. That's the simple way of growing in the fear of the Lord. Remembering that Jesus has saved you from death. And the more you and I take that to heart, the more that we thank the Lord for it, the more we grow in our fear of him. Fear the Lord because he has saved you from dying forever. He saved you from death. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for the Lord Jesus. Thank you that he gave his life so that everyone who turns to him and believes in him can be saved by him. Thank you so much that he died so that we will not die forever, but live forever with you. Father, help us to take that to heart so that we would fear you all the more. In Jesus' name, amen.